I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. India is marking the one-year anniversary of the Mumbai terrorist attacks. An Islamic militant group based in Pakistan is believed to have planned and executed the attacks. That's raised religious tensions in India. Tomorrow, an interfaith ceremony is planned in Mumbai to memorialize the 166 people killed a year ago. The ceremony will include Bollywood movie stars. There are many Muslims working in Bollywood, but India's film industry rarely depicts the lives of Muslims, as Miranda Kennedy reports from Mumbai.
A decade ago, director Mahesh Bhatt broke the unspoken and inflexible rules of Bollywood with this film, Zakkum. The movie's very first scene is of Hindu-Muslim riots on the streets of Mumbai, a no-no in an industry in which successful films ignore ugly reality in favor of romantic plot lines. And the love story here is between a Hindu man and a Muslim woman, which also breaks a taboo. Bhatt says he made the movie as a way to come to terms with his own experience as the product of a secretive interreligious relationship.
Portions of my childhood are there. Why my mother was not allowed the status of a wife, and how she was a closet Muslim, how she hid her faith and prayed behind closed doors, how she gave us Hindu names, sent us to Christian schools. According to her instinct, a motherly instinct, that don't let them tell the world that their mother is a Muslim.
A generation ago, it was completely unacceptable for a Muslim to marry a Hindu in most sections of society. It may be a little easier in today's India, but it's still not considered okay in the movies. Mahesh Bhatt couldn't get any big-time backing for his film, and it didn't do well at the box office. Indu Marani covers Bollywood for the Mumbai Mirror.
Films here are largely about entertainment. I'd much rather go and see a song-dance routine. That's the way people think here. Take me into another world. Make me happy.
Mahesh Bhatt says the big studios steer clear of films that examine religious tensions because such films can easily lead to protests or riots, shut down movie theaters, and cause millions of dollars of losses.
It's a very important thing to understand this. I can't make an entire film which talks about the Muslims being discriminated. You can't make a film on Malcolm X. Not ready yet.
While many top Bollywood stars are Muslim and keep their names, they still can't make movies about their own religious identity. And if commercial Bollywood films do feature Muslim characters, they tend to be stereotypes. That's according to Kabir Khan, a director with one of Bollywood's biggest studios.
They're either diehard nationalists and patriotics and will give up their life for the country, or they are these sort of monsters who come in from this terrorist factory and, you know, nothing is in the middle.
Khan tried to move away from Muslim stereotyping in this film, called New York, that he directed earlier this year. It cost around $5 million, which makes it a big release by Bollywood standards, and it's about an issue usually only addressed in small-budget art films and documentaries.
Oh, who are you? Give me my clothes, man! I want my lawyer. I want my lawyer! No!
The main character is a Muslim. He's profiled, detained, and tortured in custody, and then eventually turns to terrorism out of a desire for revenge. Pretty political for Bollywood. But then, it's not a film about India. It's about post-9/11 America. Film critic Indu Marani says that neutralizes its impact in India and makes it acceptable for Bollywood.
When you make a film about the Muslim identity in America, you're not really setting yourself up to get into trouble, because that is not something that most of us have faced. But if you talk of like Hindu-Muslim riots, that is a subject that really very, very few people would touch, because that would be a film that is too close to heart.
Still, the film New York was a lot more political than Bollywood is used to. When it drew big crowds, it was a surprise for everyone, including Khan, its director.
I do believe that in the next 3, 4, 5 years, we are going to see big budget films which would look at Indian politics. All studios are trying to push the boundaries a bit because they realize that the taste of the Indian audience is definitely changing.
Most Bollywood insiders agree that Indian tastes are shifting ever so slightly away from the age-old formula of boy meets girl, sings her 6 songs, and marries her at the end. There's no sign of big-budget films about Indian politics on the horizon yet, but Bollywood audiences are already anticipating a second film about Muslims being mistreated in America after 9/11. The next one, called My Name is Khan, features Shah Rukh Khan, the biggest superstar of Indian cinema.
Shah Rukh Khan has suffered deep humiliation at the hands of agents at a United States airport. In fact,
this isn't a movie clip. It's real-life news coverage of an event which strangely mirrors the upcoming film. Earlier this summer, Shah Rukh Khan was detained for a couple hours at Newark Airport as he came into the U.S. The Indian media responded with outrage. But some suggested the incident might not be so bad. It was free advertising for Shah Rukh Khan's film, which, in spite of its unsexy subject matter, is expected to be a blockbuster when it comes out early next year. For The World, this is Miranda Kennedy, Mumbai.
Miranda's reports from Mumbai were funded by the International Reporting Project. Her three-part series is available at theworld.org.